Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, so today, friends, we are reading a book called Disney Frozen 2, Anna, Elsa, and the Secret River. And this story was written by Adriana Warmplush Rosenbaum. It is illustrated by Denise Shimabukuro and Maria Elena Nagy. And I will put some of these photos, some of this artwork. I'll take some photos and put them up on Instagram so you can see what I'm talking about. Yeah. And today, today, friends, we have a special guest with us.
Welcome, Mini Stu.
Oh, that's right. So today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
And
can you say your name?
Mommy.
Minnie. Minnie is our cousin, and we are so happy that she's here with us today. Are you ready for the story, Minnie? Yeah? Are you ready for the story, Philip? Okay. All right, listeners, here we go. One night, Elsa and Anna's mother sang them a lullaby about a secret white river flowing with answers to the past. Do you remember how the song went? Where the north wind meets the sea. Do you remember it now? Yeah, I thought so. It was a beautiful song. Okay. Anna pretended to sleep. Elsa had just closed her eyes and drifted off when Anna shook her awake. Let's go find the White River! Let it go, said Elsa. It's time to sleep. But I have a million questions, said Anna. And the White River could have all the answers. And don't you wonder why you have magic? That, Elsa sat up. Let's go. It didn't take them long to slip out of the castle and into the forest. How will we find the White River? Asked Anna. We've got to use our eyes, said Elsa. Look, shouted Anna. I think I see it. The sisters ran toward a gleaming reflection. What do you think? Is that it? Is that it? Oh, Minnie says yes, but Philip says no. Oh, it was only a stream. Now what? Asked Anna. A stream can lead to a river, said Elsa. And she's right. Streams do typically go into rivers.
So many Sue and I were right.
You were both correct. Not only it was not quite the right place, but it could lead to the right place. But the stream only led to a pond. So you were right.
Minnie was wrong.
Yeah. Maybe if we listen, we'll find the White River, said Elsa. Anna heard the sound of rushing water. And what does rushing water sound like?
Swoosh, swoosh. Minnie, Sue, can you see that?
Swish. Yes, that's right, Minnie. Swish.
They raced to meet the river, and look at them go. Their feet are just flying on the water, or on towards the river. And we can see that, where did it take them? That's not a river. But all they found was a boulder with wind rushing through it. If only we could smell the White River, said Anna. What would it smell like? Asked Elsa. Answers, said Anna. And reindeer? This is ridiculous, said Elsa. And why is it ridiculous?
Reindeer standing right in front of them.
Because there are reindeer. Do you think that might be Olaf? Not Olaf. There's a swirl of snow, it looks like, above them. And maybe there's a baby Sven here. Do you think that could be Sven? Let's see. The sisters had used their eyes, their ears, and their noses, but they still hadn't found the White River. But they kept trying.
I can't see a thing, said Anna.
Try looking out the other end, said Elsa. Oh, look. Who is that? In the picture, we can see a little lizard, and he looks kind of fiery, don't you think? Let's see. The reason why Anna said she couldn't see anything is because she had taken part of a, what is this? An icicle, right? And she was using it like a telescope. Okay. As the hours passed, Anna and Elsa grew tired. Well, I should think so, in the middle of the night. They continued to explore. Elsa found an old shield glinting in the moonlight.
I thought we were close, said Anna.
They felt like giving up. Suddenly, the wind...
A song is a song,
but there's no songs right here. However, it does say, suddenly the wind lifted Anna. Its power took the girls by surprise. Something caught Anna's eye. The wind gently returned Anna to the ground. The sisters raced towards the White River. Look, when she was lifted up in the air, she saw the White River.
Can I see the White River?
Yeah, it's in the mountains. There's a big stream of frozen, icy water. But it was only an... I know. It was only an ice mountain glittering in the breaking dawn.
It's almost morning, said Elsa.
But we didn't find the White River, said Anna.
Now what do we do?
Sleep, said Elsa. Suddenly, the girls were snug again in their bed. How did that happen? Do you think it was the wind? In the morning, Anna shook Elsa awake.
Let's go find the White River!
It's only in a lullaby, said Elsa. But then she wondered if their adventure had all been a dream. And why do you think she wondered that? Because in their bedroom are some autumn leaves that they had picked up on their journey, and that same little wisp of snow that had kind of followed them. That looks like maybe, I don't know, it could be a snowflake. I don't know. It could be part of Olaf. It's in the room too.
But Olaf's not in this.
No, Olaf wasn't. But it's still kind of interesting to think maybe that wasn't just a dream. Maybe they really did go off to look for an adventure. But do you know what I have to say to that, you guys?
Run now.
Yeah.
It's never a good idea to get up in the middle of the night and leave our bedrooms. And it's never a good idea to leave the house without Mommy and Daddy knowing. Okay? Mm-hmm. Promise? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was the end.
Said, no.
Well, we'll work with her on that. And for all my friends who are listening, I hope you know that too. Always let Mommy and Daddy know if you want to have an adventure. And that's the end.